Okay, let's get started with Kiddushin Samach Tes Amid Beis. And we are on Samach Tes Amid Beis. And what did we just do? We were in the sugyas of finding the sources for all of the categories that are listed in the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amid Beis and Samach Vav Amid Beis. And now we just are in the last one, proving about non-Jew, that non-Jew is Basar, the mother, that's how it goes, by a Nachris, by a Shivcha Kina'anis. Just one Ha'ara that I wanted to mention yesterday, I didn't get to mention, that Chashuke Chemet discusses. We're talking about the Makar of Ki Yasir, and the Chashuke Chemet discusses the following case. She'ela Isha Hizchilo Liskarev, there was a woman that was just becoming close to Judaism, not just Judaism, Frumkeit, Vigam Sholchas Benola Gandati, and she sends her child to a Frum Gan, and Haisha Bikshamia Pi'ila Litog Lapa'io, and she asked the people in charge and the Hanhal and the administration, could you help me out with my husband to try to get him closer to Frumkeit also? And as they did the research, they realized that he was not Jewish. He was not Jewish. So in that case, Hasha'ela he, Ha'im l'sasek imikra zeh ulashkiya bazeh, Oshema ha'pi'ilot z'vichal l'karei v'chokim, avalo l'gayer goyim. Right, we know that we don't usually go out to try to convert people. Right? We do not believe in missionizing in our religion. So the question is, what about this case? You know, usually we don't do it. So l'chora says the Chashuke Chemed, you would think for a number of reasons you should not do this. Number one, as the Shulchan Aruch says, as we just mentioned, k'shibah ger liz gayer tzarach l'nasos l'tchoso. You have to try to push them away. Number one. Number two, gamim yizgayer l'basof, even if at the end the gear happens, but ikar gear mishum sherotz l'isharima. Right? There's not the greatest kavana if somebody converts bishvil a spouse. Number two. And number three, gamim yizgayer, even the Shulchan Aruch says, even if he converts, we might say the halacha is asur lahamshech lichyosima. As the Shulchan Aruch says, ovid kochaven abba abbas Yisrael, afal pi shenizgayer, harizi lo yisa'ena, vim kines lo yotzi. Right, he can't stay with her. So you would think for all these reasons, one should not try to help the man convert. But he says, mikol makom, lamaisa, in this case, yesh inyan lagayer oso. They're already living together. And we paskin that if it's Gebrus Bishvil Davar Echad, so then you're right, maybe it wasn't the greatest motivation, but once it's a true Kabbalah's mitzvos, so then it would work. And finally, relating to the Sugya in our Gemara about Ki Yasir, what about the child? The child is a Jewish child, and he needs a father who's a role model. And if he has a father who is a non-Jew, that could pull him away, ki yasir, so even just for the child's sake, we would try to convert the father in this case. So it's related to the ki yasir issues that came up on yesterday's daf. Okay, let's continue now as we are on Samaches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, we just quoted a source for the fact that not only, remember we're trying to find a double lasho. Number one, that there is no, it's usser. Number two, there is no tfisas kiddushin in a case where a Jew marries a non-Jewish woman. And not only is there no tfisas kiddushin, but bina holech achareha, vlada kamosa. So we just quoted the source in Kisiena la'ishte nashim. Vialdulo, and we darshin, whenever there is a kitiyena, there's havayas kiddushin, then we would call it vialdulo, and if not, not. So says the Gemara, ihachi, third to last line, samachesim abeis, ihachi shivchanami. So too, a shivcha, we should say, the same halacha, what do you need a separate makar for shivcha up above, as we said on the top line, yahisha viladea tiela adoneha. How do you know there's a separate, why should there be a separate makar? We mentioned from Reb Chaim yesterday that it's interesting that you need a separate makar. But once you have a set, but that's only if you have a makar by one and a makar by the other. But this makar, the svara of the pasuk should apply to both. Right, because it's about if there's havaya or if there's no havaya. So yachi shivchanami. So the Gemara says you're right. In a chinami, we would say that you could use the same makar, this last one. Elo ha'isha viladati ala adonai alamali. So go back. So back to the first makar. If you don't need it to teach me our halacha, so why? What does that pasuk teach me? Likid etanya. It teaches me the following. Ha'omer l'shivchaso hare at bat chorin uvladeich eved. If somebody says to their shivcha, you are free. I am freeing you, but your fetus is still an eved. Havlad kemosa, Dibur Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the Vlad's also out. You have no right. Once you set free the Shivcha, then the Vlad goes with her. V'chachamim omrim dvarav kayam. And the Chachamim say, no, his words are true, and therefore he keeps control of the baby. Mishum shenemar, and what's the Mishum? Mishum is going on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Mishum shenemar, ha'isha viladeha tiel adoneha. That's the pasuk. My Talmud, Amarava, Ad Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is the mark of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Tiel Adoneha, in this case, it will stay Havlad Kamosa. It stays the babies go after the woman. Ha'isha Viladeha, they go together, and therefore, in this case, that is the makar for Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Good. Question. There is a Shita. What's the svara for these deos? This relates to the sugya of Uber Yerach Imahu, how much is the Uber, the fetus, just a limb of the mother? When how do we look at a fetus? Relates to many different sugyas, issues of the status of a fetus. Is it called a nefesh? Is it a mixas nefesh? Is it a rodef rachmana litzlan? If the baby is putting the mother in danger, there is, just to mention, without giving an answer, just to mention a shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has a fascinating shita which the Achronim pick up on, and that is, who does the Rambam Paskin like? So you see that there's a little letter by the Chachamim. So we say, okay, the Chachamim, Dvarav Kayam, meaning he's always allowed to split the mother and the fetus. But if you look in the Rambam splits within that split. What does that mean? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avadim, Hakosev l'shifchaso me'uberes, hare'at bat chorin uvladech eved, right, our case, you are free and your fetus is an eved, Dvarav Kayam. So that works. His words work. But then the Rambam says, what about the opposite? Hare'at shivcha uvladech ben chorin. So what should the Rambam say? If you say things should split, you have different individual entities, so that also should work. The Rambam says the other way does not work. Hariyat shivcho vladech ben chorin lo amar klum. Shezeh kimi sheshichrer chetzya. That wouldn't work. If you try to hold on to the shivcha and not the vlad, so then it doesn't work, and the entire shivcha, including her vlad, stays a shivcha, stays an eved. So interesting, why should the Rambam have that distinction? Right, the Ravid says kasha resha asefa. Why should he have that chiluk? But that is an interesting shita to be aware of. Okay, let's get into the last mishnah of this parak. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, yecholin mamzerim litahir. Again, we mentioned that this last section of the whole Masechta talks about Yuchsin. That's what the whole next parak is about. These few Mishnayos here are here because they also have to do with marriage, right? That's why it's in the this earlier parak, Parak Gimel, which spoke about Tznaim and effects of marriage. And then next time we're going to talk all about the Yuchsin in general. So first we have, though, last Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin Mamzer and Litar. Famous Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. There is a way for a Mamzer to become Tahora. Right? Usually we say, as the previous Mishnah discussed, that when there is a psul, then the psul is passed down to the children and to the descendants. Rabbi Tarfon says there's a way for a mamzer to become tahor. Ketzad how? Mamzer shenasa shivcha. A mamzer can marry a shivcha kena'anis. And then, what's the halacha? As we just explained, a shivcha is not Jewish. And therefore, the vlad is an eved. So the vlad would be an eved. Then once that eved gets free, shichero, he could be freed. Nimsa haben ben chorin. It comes out that the child, the eved, will be a goy who became a Jew, and it'll be a Jew without stains of mamzerus. That's the way Rabbi Tarfon says, yechol mamzer only toyer, a mamzer can marry a shivcha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, sorry, it doesn't work. Hari's an eved mamzer. Right, it passes through. We'll see the makar for Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, but that doesn't work. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. So a couple of questions about Rabbi Tarfon. Shita asks the Gemara. Ibai lehu. Rabbi Tarfon lechadchila ka'amar, o di'evid ka'amar. Is Rabbi Tarfon on the level of lechadchila, or on the level of di'evid? Is Rabbi Tarfon saying, yeah, do this? Right, this is a great thing to do. Would he advise it for a mamzer to marry a shivcha? Meaning, is that an iser? Or is that an Isser that's Nidcha here? Or is it B'dieved? It's not something that he would advise, but if it happens, it would work. D'eved ka'amar. So Tashma, let's see. Omer lo Rabbi Tarfon, another version of the conversation after Rabbi Tarfon said this suggestion, that Yechol Mamzer only Tayer, they said to him, Tiharta es hazacharim, velo tiharta es anakevos. Right, that works for the males. So a Mamzer can marry a Shivcha, but it doesn't work for the females. A Mamzeres, you know, marrying an Eved, it's not going to work. So that's the lashon that was used in the conversation. The e amr lachadchila kamar, and if you say no, it's okay. Even lachadchila, so mamzeres nami tinsav laavda. What's the problem? A mamzeres can marry in eved, and why wouldn't, if it's all lachadchila, why wouldn't that work? Right? Says the Rashi. Vesan akevos lo tiharta ein derech isha legalos mimkoma ulavakish tachbulos linasi baseser. It's not the derech of a woman to go to a new place and to seek out ways to marry without anyone knowing her status. Meyachashish mochin biyada alma Rebbe Tarfon dieved kamar. Why? Let her go to a place that nobody knows and let her marry an Eved. If you're saying that this type of relationship brings a situation where there's no mamzeres, says the Gemara, no, the point that a woman, they say this to her is because the woman's not going to help, right? If you have a goya, if you have a shivcha and a mamzer, that can help. But if you have a Eved, an Eved's not going to help you. Why? Eved ain't lo chayis. And Eved has no chayis, meaning Rashi adds in one word, Eved kena'ani ein lo chayis. What does that mean? The father passes nothing down to the child. Right? There's no relationship between the father and the son in kena'ani, as we had yesterday. Ama domelech amar, ein avlad karach achrei ha'av, Rashi says. So it's not going to help you. The mamzeres status is still going to be passed down. It is not going to help. So that is why there's no raya from that lashon of the brisa. So we try again, and we mentioned a couple of weeks ago already, also Eved ein lo chayis. That's why we focus on family at the Seder, because an Eved by definition has no family. So one of the ways that we reflect our status of B'nei Chorin is to focus on family. V'yigadot el bincha, the Shemen HaTov in the second volume of his Sfarim. Okay, Tashma, let's try again. Is it lachadchila? Is it b'dieved? Dush pazichna de Rabbi Simlai mamzer havi. The host where Rav Simlai used to stay was a mamzer. Va'amar lei. And Rav Simlai once said to him, I akdamtach tahar tinhu libnach. If I would have gotten to you earlier, Pashas, what does that mean? If I would have gotten to you before you got married and before you had kids, I could have saved you. Tihar tinhu, I could have been matar your children. If I would have met you and we could have done this earlier. So says the Gemara. So what does he mean by that? I amet bishlama lechadchila shapir. Sounds like a lechadchila lashon. He says, you know, if I would have known you beforehand and earlier, then I could have saved the day with your children. So then shapir, that would have worked out well. Ela'i amrit di'eved. But if you say b'di'eved ma'niyu, if it's only a b'di'eved, so what does he mean? I would have advised you. What would we have advised? If it's a bidi eved and a mamzer shouldn't marry a shivcha lechadchila, so what advice would he have given to his host? So the Gemara says, deminsively eitza, he would have given him the following advice. The amar lei, very unusual, and all the rishonim get into the act here. What the advice is? Deminsively eitza, the amar lei zil ganov. I would have told you to go steal something. The Izdavin be'Eved Ivri, and you wouldn't have a situation where you wouldn't have any money to pay back. So what would you have to do? You'd have to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Once you're sold as an Eved Ivri, the halacha is that an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis, right? No problem. So it doesn't mean that, oh, a mamzer can marry a Shifcha Stam outside of the context of Avdus. No, it means in this situation, in the context of Avdus, he would be able to marry. So that is the, let's just finish and then we'll come back. Says the Gemara, Ubishrani de Reb Simloi, Eved Ivri Mihave. What do you mean, the days of Reb Simloi, did they have the halachas of Eved Ivri, where he says, oh, I could have given you an Eitza? V'yamar mar, ain't Eved Ivri noeg, elo bizman sha yovel noeg. Eved Ivri is only noeg bizman yovel. And that wasn't existent. It wasn't existent at that time. Earlier, there's a machlokes, Rambam and the Gaonim, when exactly did Yovel finish? During Bayis Sheni, during the 70 years, when exactly? Okay, but either way, it wasn't around during the days of Rav Simlai. So what is he trying to suggest? And we wanted to bring a raya from the Elah Chadchila. So what is the So how could Rav Simloi apply it, right? That's what that was the Bidi Eved. We got out of the Raya by saying, oh, he doesn't mean Lechadchila. So the Gemara says, no, but this is not, you can't suggest that he's going to give this advice about becoming an Eved Ivri, so we go back to the original Raya. El Lav Shmamina, Rabbi Tarfon Lechadchila Ka'amar Shmamina. So it must be Rabbi Tarfon says Lechadchila Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Karebi Tarfon. The Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, a number of points to mention here in this regard. First of all, the Maisa. So the Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. So is there a way to do this, right? For somebody to marry, for a mamzer to marry a Shifcha Kenanis? So most poskim assume that today it's impossible. It's impossible because we don't have that status, Bizman Hazeh. Right? Even if you want to say, however we're going to explain it, Bezrim, in a few minutes, that it would work, Lechadchila, but we don't have that status. So how is a mamzer going to marry a Shifcha Kenanis? The way Rav Soloveitchik quoted it in Mipnini Arav, Rav Shechter quotes the story that somebody once asked him about this, about Rabbi Tarfon, Upam Hizkerechem and Atalmidim, Befnei Rabbeinu, that the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss talks about this also in one of his shuvas, whether you could do it Bizman Hazeh. And Rav Soloveitchik said in the following Lashon, Lincoln freed the slaves. That was his phrase. Lincoln freed the slaves. What did he mean by that? That we don't have that status, Bizman Hazeh. And it's illegal, Bizman Hazeh, to enslave someone. It's Neged Dina D'Machus Adina. And therefore, it would not be viable. And also he quotes, Va'od L'Freya Umdana, Mistama Lotia Dasa Isha L'Shem Geirish L'Shifchus. Also, L'Chor, if you get a woman to be Tovelis L'Shem Shifchus, she doesn't really know what that is. We don't have that Bizman Hazeh, the Umdana, she won't be in that status anyway. Me'achar She'in Dover She'kazen Nogas L'Eno Klau, El L'Shem Geirish Gemura, U'me'mela Loti Pater Ba'ayas HaMamzeris. So therefore, it wouldn't solve the problem. Okay, that's in the last point. But let's go earlier. And that is how, in the possibility that we were talking about in the Gemara, well, I would have given him an Eitzah to go steal and be sold at an Eved Ivri. Are you allowed to steal L'Shem Shamayim? Right, he's stealing for a good purpose here. He's stealing in order to ultimately get his children not to be Mamzerim. Is that allowed? So that's the question the Rishonim asks. So the Tosas Rid and the Rashba all say yes. Stealing l'shem a proper, you have a proper reason, you have a very altruistic reason, then yes, then maybe that would be allowed. Says the Tosas Rid, v'hai de ma'asio eitza lignov ein iser bedavar kivan shebedaito l'shalem u'miskaven l'hachshir zaro. Says the Tosas Rid, number one, you're not really stealing, you're ultimately going to give it back. That's why you want to give it back. And number two, your kavan is lahakshir zaro, right? You want to be makshir your descendants, or the Rashba's lashon. Efshar debeinyan zehaya mutter kedei latarer dorosav, right? You want to be matar your doros. Tosas arush. Efshar sheyimsa adam sheyimchol lo haavon ubelvad sheyelav din chiyav mechira. Right, it's hard, because if you go over to somebody and you kind of say, like, I'm going to steal from you, then that might not be called stealing, and then you wouldn't have to pay back, and you wouldn't be able to sell as an evet. So it's got to be considered stealing, but it could be that someone will be mochel to you, kedej l'tar banav, in all of these situations. Right, the question is, the footnotes here in the Tosas Rid discuss, right, we discussed in the past the Ritva and the Gemara, the Gemara at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, where the Gemara seems to say that even stealing for fun to tease somebody would be aser. That's called gonev amanas lemekat, stealing as a joke. And the Ritva in the beginning of Ezeo Neshech discusses, that's to say that's daraisa, it's so hard because people do that all the time, he says. People steal, I'll take this for you from 10 minutes just to annoy you and then give it back. So there is a discussion. The Ritva, at least in one day, the Rambam and others seem to say that this is an issa daraisa. Say the footnotes here in the Tosas Rid, maybe all these Rishonim that say, well, after all, it's Almanas L'Shalem, maybe they're holding, say that they hold this daraisa. It's difficult. You can't violate daraisas, pashas, just to be matayr, right? The banim, can you? Right? Do you say chatei b'shul shi'iske chaveirecha? Or I'm doing an aveira. But do you say that principle by an aveira ben adam l'chaveiro? Not ben adam l'mako. Right? What does the Gemara talk about at the beginning of Shabbos? I'm going to do an issa d'rabbanan of Shabbos to save you from an issa d'araisa of Shabbos. Right? But here, I'm doing an issa d'araisa of of stealing, right, in order to save. So what exactly is how is this allowed? So he says maybe they hold this in a Sidra Rabbanan. Right, Torah la armor la dafka begneva mamish l'shem geneva. Right, maybe it would be an asmachta the goneva manas l'meikah. But either way, this is the discussion of how is stealing going to be allowed. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Kiddushin, Rav Asher Weiss right here on Kiddushin in the Sefer, so he has in Siman Samach Beis, he also discusses this and he quotes the Gemara in Erevin. He relates this: Omrim la adam chate bi isura zuta kedei shelo yavar bi isura rabba. Uleitim af omrim lo chate kedei sheyiska chaveirecha b'mitzvah rabba. So he says, Ein lecha mitzvah rabba gdola mizu. Hachshara zaru shel mamzer. Bevadei mitzvah rabba v'atzuma. V'chova kfula yeshba. Dein laharbos mamzerim b'Yisrael. V'gam hatavim zaru. V'afi chasson l'ksherim. And therefore, mistaver d'achshara zazer mamzeras have mitzvah. V'chulu. And therefore, maybe you could assume that even though there is an iser, Ein bazeh kipuach gamur shel schus chaveiro. So you're right, this is a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and you wouldn't have said this otherwise, but still, L'Chaveiro, that's what the Rishonim here must mean. For this Tzarech Gadol Mamish, it would be okay. That is, number one, how would he give him the Eitzah to steal? Number two, there are 3 points to mention. Number two is, so let's say that was rejected, that possibility. So what do we say? The rejected, the possibility given is that we end up saying that it is a lechadchila. Lechadchila, we say that one can, mamzer can marry a shivcha if we would have that status. So the next question, why is that mutter? I could violate isurim for a greater good? Is this like ya'el aveira lishma? Is that similar to this case? Right, so it's, how do we understand that? So there is a machlokas rishonim. Rashi here says, Rashi Rambam, Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara says, Dechi ksiv lo yeh kadesh bi Yisrael kasher ksiv, velo b'mamzer. Rashi has a chiddush. The iser of lo yeh kadesh, which itself is not so clear, what is that iser in Parshas Kizeitzei? Lo yeh kadesh, Unkelus there says, this Unkelus Rashi Ramban, Unkelus there says that the iser of lo yeh kadesh is exactly our issue. The iser of a ben chorin or a bas chorin marrying a shivcha or an eved. So says Rashi, chiddush gadol, that iser only applies by ksherim bi Yisrael. There's no iser of a mamzer marrying a shivcha. That's Rabbi Tarfon's chiddush. That there's no iser of a mamzer marrying a shivcha. Number one. So, and if you say that, so then obviously that there's the, if there's only, let's say, an iser derabanan usually, so b'makam iser derabanan, b'makam mitzvah rabba, we would say it is okay. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, has a different pshat. Different pshat. He gives a different pshat for lo yeh kadesh. And again, the Ramban in Kiseitse quotes all the different opinions. But the Rambam holds that bichlal, the iser ben chorin to a shivcha is an iser derabanan. In general. Not just for a mamzer, not just, oh, it's a daraisa for ksherim. The Rambam says in Yisrei Bia, in Perek Tezvav Alach HaDalid, that the iser of ben chorin with a shivcha is derabanan. Lefi davar zeh, hitir lo mamzer lisa shivcha, kedei letares banav. Shari hu meshachrer osam, v'nimsu ben chorin, v'lo gazru al hashivcha lo mamzer, v'pnei takan is banim. It's clear, the Rambam holds that this is derabanan, and therefore it would be okay. Good. One final point, and this is something that we spoke about back in the first parak, and that is we mentioned the heter of an eved ivri to a shivcha kena'anis. How limited is that, and how expansive is that? Is that a limit? What about machruhu atzmo? Right, Machruhu Atzmo is, in the case of Machruhu Atzmo, do we say that that is allowed also, or only by Machruhu Bezdin? So, the Ritva there, if you remember, quoted his Grand Rebbe the Ramban, who said you have to say that the Heter is for all types of, Eved Ivri that are Nimkaru. Because, remember the Ramban, there are two Kinyanim that a master has in Eved Kinani, and maybe even in an Eved Ivri. And that's what was the chiddush of the Ramban. The Gemara says it by Eved Kenani, the Kinyan Mamon and the Kinyan Isser, and maybe even the Ramban expanded that to an Eved Ivri, and that's why an Eved Ivri, who's a full Jew, an Eved Ivri is a full Jew who just ran into some tough times, he's chayv in all mitzvos, can marry a Shivcha Kenanis who's partially not Jewish. Why is that allowed? It must be because he has a certain status affected, the Kinyan Isser that the master has. See, if that's true, then it should apply to even by Machru Atzmo. So if you look here in the Betzalel Ronchberg's notes here, he says this Gemara sounds like the Ritva. Sounds like the Ritva. V'chriach mizeh the mashamar apasik begapo yetzei haynu she'ena adon yachol akofo. When the Gemara said before, there's a difference between Machru Atzmo and Machru Bez, and that's only in terms of forcing him. A master can't force by Machru Atzmo. Avalim hu rotzeh mutter b'shivcha. Kamo shekasav ha-mishna lemelech b'shem ha-ritva. Yu'u yinsham heitev. So right, so this Gemara sounds like the Ritva, that it would be totally mutter in this circumstance. Okay. Let's continue now. Last couple of lines of the parak. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Harize Eved Mamzer. Rebbe Eliezer says, so no, this would not help. Argument with Rabbi Tarfon, Eved Mamzer. Amr Rabbi Elazar, my time out Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar says, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Elazar the Amar, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Damakra, lo. The pasuk says by Mamzer, lo, holach achar psulo. It goes after his psul, so whoever he is, even if it's a mamzer marrying a shivcha, still, it follows. V'rabbanan, ha'ubi Yisrael, shenasa mamzeres. That law is talking about the opposite. A Yisrael that marries mamzeres, but the child is Jewish. So then it's passed on. Salkadai dachamina, why? Because I might have said, l'mishpachosam l'vesavosam ksiv. I might have said that by Yisrael, shenasa mamzeres, the kid is kosher. Because you follow the father, patrilineal. Lo comes along and says, I'm sorry, it follows the world of Mamzeris, even in the case of Yisrael Shanasa Mamzeris. For Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, that's exactly my point. Lo is motzi from the rule. Don't you say, just like you said, that's what your Havamina was. And Lo tells me otherwise in the case of Yisrael Shanasa Mamzeres, so Achanami, or so too here in the other case. Of a mamzer shenasa shivcha, af al gav dechsev ha'isha viladeh tiel adoneha. Even though you have that, asa lo afke, right? You can be the lo comes and says not true, and the state is passed on. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan say no. The rabbanan, which are Rabbi Tarfon, kol vlad b'mei shivcha kenanis, kivlad b'mei behema dami. As we said, for a third time in these past half and a half. No, a baby of a shivcha kananis does not have any connection to the father. Zero. And therefore, it's not going to be passed on. Okay, Adron Lach Omer, now we continue with the final parak of Asara Yochsin. The Marsha says in the Hakdama to this parak that there are, explaining the first Mishnah, Asara Yochsin Ola Mibado. There are 10 levels of Yichus that went up with Ezra HaSofer when he went up from Bavel. The Marsha says, the first Marsha here in the parak, Elo Asara Kitos, as we'll list in a second, Bez Hashem, Heim Klal Yisrael, Hamaminim Bashem, V'Kedushasan Eser Kedusha Zulu Malamizu, Ara Kohen, Shu Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, the 10 levels. And he says, this is just like the first parak in Kalim, where we have the Asara Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Those are parallel to the Asara Kedushos of Am Yisrael. Vida, Kikmo Kain Be'eretz Yisrael, Shenita Lam Li Yisrael, Yis Eser Kedusha Zulu Malamizu, Ad Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kidasan Beparakama de Kalim, Ukamoshi Yesh Bitzval Melamala Eser Kedushos, Zulamalamizu, Kain Yesh Bitzvaos Shalamata, Shehem Klal Yisrael. So there are 10 levels, he says, of angels, as the Rambam lists off in Yisodi HaTorah. There are 10 Kedushos of Am Yisrael, and there are 10 Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful. So says the Mishnah. Asara Yuchsin Olam Bavel. So 10 levels of Yichus came up from Bavel. As we will see. We'll see this in Rashi already on Amud Beis, but I'll mention it now, that Ezra HaSofer went up with a lot of the Talmidei Chachamim back to Eretz Yisrael for Bayis She'ini, and he did not want to leave many of the non-such Yichusdik families in Bavel, because there's not going to be such pikuach on them and ashgach on them. He'd rather have them with him so he could be mashgiach on who's marrying who. That's why he brought up a lot of the non-meyuchas families. So, Asar Yochsin Olam in Bavel, they went up from Bavel, Kohani Leviye Yisraeli, Kohanim Leviye Yisraelim, Chalalei, right, the Chalalim, who are product of a Kohanic Asur marriage, Geir, Charure, right? Eved Meshuchrar. That's the next. Why is that different than a Geir? Why is that different than a Geir and Eved Meshuchrar? So the Meiri says, well, because Hashem has a special place in his heart, so to speak, for a Geir. Says Dan, that's why even Eved Meshuchrar, you know what, once, it's not as voluntary Says the Meiri in one line. V'ava b'shagerum shachrarim echad hu mikol makom kolshin is gayer beloshim siba shel avdus ahuv yoser. Whoever came for the totally wonderful heart. K'mo sh'amar b'sechas harias b'bnei ma kol rotsin lisa giores v'ena kol rotsin lisa mishachrares m'nei shezeh b'chlal arur rotsal omer eved avadim yel echav v'zeina b'chlal arur. But he says that means that Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. Good. Continuing the levels. Mamzerei, Nisini, the Nisinim, remember, coming back to the nation that tricked Yehoshua, the Givonim, Machlokas Rishonim, all the different levels of what happened. At root, is it a Nisa Daraisa to marry them? Are they one of the Shiva Umos? Rashi has that in Ksubis. Most other Rishonim say no, it's Asa Durabanan. Different levels of Durabanan. Marriage, Avdus, Vechulu. Shtuki v'asufi. We'll see what those are. So now the rules. Kohanim levim yisraelim mitaran lavu zebazeh. Kohanim levim and yisraelim are allowed to marry in with each other. Levim yisraeli chalalei geirei v'charurei mitaran lavu zebazeh. Right? Yisraelim can marry and levim can marry any of those other ones. A giores, a mishachreres. Geirei v'charurei mamzerei v'nesine shtuki v'asufi kulam mitaran lavu zebazeh. The Gerim and the Mishachrarim, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, we'll see this is a discussion in the Gemara, are considered not full Kahal Yisrael, and therefore they're allowed to marry Mamzerim, Nesinim, Vechulu. Fine. Ve'lo ein Shtuki. Who are Shtuki Vasufi? So Shtuki is Kol Shu Makaris Imo Ve'na Makaris Aviv. Shtuki is someone who you know who the mother is, but you don't know who the father is. So when you ask who the father is, you say, Sheket, right? Quiet. So that's why the name Shtuki. Asufi, gathered in, kol shenasaf menashuk, ve'nomake lo asave ve'lo asimo, the abandoned baby. You'd have no idea who the parents are, you don't know about the kashrus level of the parents, so that is why he's called an Asufi. And we'll see in the Gemara why it is that Asufi is mutter. Maybe an Asufi is kasher. So how can they take the chances of marrying somebody who is lav ikri kahal? We'll see. Abishal hayakori l'shuki beduki, and Abishal used to call shuki beduki. We'll see why. Says the Gemara, Asar yuchzun olami bavel, my aryeh datan olami bavel, nisni holchu la'eres Yisrael. Why does it focus by saying, went up from Bavel? Focus where they went to. 10 yuchzin went to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. Why do you focus on went up from Bavel? Milsa agav urcha kamash malan. No, it's teaching us something. Derech agav kidetanya v'kamta va'alisa el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem alokecha. You shall get up and go up to the place. Melameid shebeis hamikdash gavoa mikol Eretz Yisrael. Beis hamikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol ha'aratzos. Right, and that's what's learned out from alumi. That's why we didn't just say holchu to, alumi sees it is higher, right? Aliyah. Aliyah. So what does that mean? So there is an interesting discussion in the Achronim, how literally we take that. So if you look in the Marsha says here that the second Marsha here, getting to the Marsha here in this parak, the Marsha quotes something that Kabbalistic, that is also quoted by the Sefer Achinuch in Parshas Truma, Shaha Olam hu ketapuach. Right, you have like a circle. Umakam habeis hamigdash hu merkaz haolam. V'chein Eretz Yisrael. V'lachein amru be'Eretz Yisrael. Kivan tuhu makam hamemutza aviro mazug umachkim v'yoser makam hamigdash shalken hayushan balishkas hagazes chachmei sanhedrin. Let's say you have a circle, you have a ball. So, what's the top of the ball? What's the, govo mikol haratzo. So it depends how you hold the ball. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and Chazal tell us that Eretz Yisrael is on top of the ball, right? If Earth is round and the Kodesh Baruch Hu holds Eretz Yisrael on top, that is one. The Chasam Sofer also discusses this in the Tshuva in Reish Lamed Dalit. That's one of the Tshuvas. The Chasam Sofer has a few Tshuvas where he discusses the importance of Yerushalayim over Tzfat. Because in his time, Tzfat was becoming big, right? Lag Ba'omer in Yonah Diyoma. So, he has a different tshuva where he talks about, I don't know what everybody's celebrating for. It's not quoted in the, right, before the Arizal, right? What does it say? The Shulchan Aruch quotes Lag Ba'omer that one's allowed to get haircuts and stop the Avelus. But the centrality of Tzfat, the Chasam Sofer writes, is inappropriate to have that more than a Yerushalayim. And there he talks about this idea, he says, "V'gam hashagatzav amalus tzvat neged kol arei Eretz Yisrael." This is in Yaradei Reish Lamadalan. Hainu chutz mirushalayim. V'chalila lehalos aladas shekedushasa shavim ir yoser mirushalayim. V'yemkein misha paga b'tzfat yikra. He talks about doing kriya on arim. Av'chalila lomarkein. V'eich yitzuyer shetzfat hu gavoa mirushalayim. V'yavira tov mirushalayim. Yipale. Right, he quotes our Gemara. Olam, Eretz Yisrael gavoa, and then he says, "Olam agul kikadur, ubedaver kaduri lo shay gavoa v'namoch, ubechol makom shomei sham roa shamayim shal rosha gavoa." Right, if it's round, so it must be what's on top, and where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start the bria of this circle from? Right, what does it mean? Based on Migdash gavoa mikol Eretz Yisrael, shehum mashtito shel olam mitchilas yitzira, v'hum merkazu nekuda ha'emtsoi shebekadur. So he talks about it's more of a symbolic, this is where the world was created from, the Evan Ashasiyah v'chulu. That is what Rove assumed. The Radvaz in Etshuva seems to take it literally. The Radvaz in Etshuva takes it literally in Tafresh Lamites. He says, no. He says, Harabayis, you look around, Harabayis is not the highest mountain around. No, that's because the Goyim, every time they conquer Yerushalayim, they knock it down, and they throw garbage in it, and they want to show it's lowly. That's why they do it. Who knows what the topography was, you know, centuries ago? Who knows how high it was? So he says, Bios akum kafshu es abayis, kama pa'amim, umisin asam oso arur ara di yasodba, v'chulu. And he says, gam Yerushalayim nisraba kama pa'amim, umapoles habatim nasetel, uberoba yamim nechbash hamakom ahuv, nasekarka, v'chulu. So he seems to take more of a literal way of looking at it. Okay, one or two other points, and then we'll continue. I saw in the Biurei Chasidus, it's been a while, Biurei Chasidus L'shas, he quotes on this line, Eretz Yisrael gavah mikol ha'aratzos. He quotes from the Or HaMeir. Eretz Yisrael, the artzius of Am Yisrael, the gashmius of Yisrael, eino dome la'artzius shel amim achirim. Right, the artzius is different. Mahi artzius shel adam Yisrael, what's our physical agashmius? B'chol derechecha de'ehu. Ba'olecho mevorech lefanel acharecha. Lizlabesh eino lo vishatnis. Tzitzis. Bonabayis osem maka legago. V'chein kol terachav, all of our gashmius, all of our artzius are filled with mitzvahs. So, Eretz, the artzius, Yisrael, of Yisrael, gavoha mikol ha'aratzos, is higher than all the artzius of other nations. Number one. Number two, the final point, and then we'll continue. The Chashuke Chemet here has a shayla. Somebody makes a neder that they're going to make aliyah to New York. Is it a neder betoas? The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael is gavoha mikol ha'aratzos. Is that a neder that just falls away? And it's like you said something foolish. It's like you said a rock is a tree. Because, you know, Eretz Yisrael, right, is not. See, quotes from the Netziv. The Netziv on our Gemara right here, the Merom Yisada says, Nira lav dafka. Doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael is goa mikol ha'aratzos. Ela me'aratzos shesaviv Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't mean all around the world. It's the lands close by. But if he says, if you look in the Marsha, you look in the Chsam Sofer, it sounds like no. It means that. So he says, quotes from the Yamsha Shlomo here, Hanoder be'eretz Yisrael la'alos min ha'aretz l'shara ratzos nidro batel v'loke mishum losisa shem l'kecha l'ashav. Wow. Right? Because there is no such thing as Oleh from Eretz Yisrael. But he says himself, l'chor p'sukah shal Yamsha Shlomo tzarechi. And he says, by Nedarim, you go by Lashem b'nei Adam. And you know what he meant? He meant he wasn't medaktik in his Lashon. So it's hard to say that it wouldn't be true unless you say, you know, you have to know whether you go by, if you have something in mind, and even if you dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim, but if you have that in mind, interesting discussion. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara Bishlama, last line, based on Mikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that? Hainu desiv, divrei rivos bisharecha, v'kamta v'yalisa, you go up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, ela eretz Yisrael migavoa mikol ha'aratzos minalan, how do you know that? Dichsiv, l'chein hinei yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem, v'lo yomru od chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chai Hashem asher helav asher hevi, es zera Beis Yisrael me'eretz tzafona, u'mikol ha'aratzos asher yidachtem sham. Right, when we talk about the Geula, we're not going to talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim anymore. We're going to talk about going up in the Zman HaGeula, but you see in that pasuk it says He'ela, right, from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So that's why we just explained Why it does not say Holchu l'Eretz Yisrael, it says Alu Mibavel. So now the Gemara says, okay, my Arya Datani Alu Mibavel, Nisni Alu l'Eretz Yisrael. Have both. Use the Lashon of Aliyah and use the Lashon of l'Eretz Yisrael. Messiah Leil Rebbe Lazar, so this proves Rebbe Lazar, De Amar. No, we want to focus on Bavel also. Dom Rebbe Lazar, Lo Ala Ezra Mibavel, Acha Asa Kisoles Nikia Va'ala. Ezra didn't leave Bavel until he made it like fine flour and went up. What does that mean, flying flower? So Rashi, in the first couple of lines, says what we just said outside. Ezra's purpose of bringing people up. Who did he schlep up? So many Jews didn't want to come up. Who did he schlep up? He did that for the good of Klal Yisrael. L'nakos his bavel niskaved. L'fishara osam shenis arvu bahen. He saw many people not worrying about their yichus. V'rasha yuchach me'adar olenimo. He saw that the Rabbanan were coming with him. So who's being going to be left in Bavel? Non-Rabbanan, so who's going to take care of the taroves amongst the non-miyuchas? That's why he schlepped them up with him. Period. Itmar, there are two versions of our Mishnah. Abaya Amar Alu, they went up. Alu mibavel, me'aleim tnan. V'rava Amar he'elum tnan. He'elum, he forced them to go up. V'kamiflagi b'der Rebbe Lazar. Maybe that's the machlokas. Not Rebbe Lazar. Lo ala ezer mibavel at sha'asa kesolas nikiya. Meaning he schlepped them up. V'ala. Abaya lethled Rebbe Lazar. Abaya says they went up by themselves. He doesn't like Rebbe Lazar because they just came up. Whoever wanted to come up. Rava isled Rebbe Lazar. Rava says no, like Rebbe Lazar, and therefore we could say that he schlepped them up. Ibaya sayema to kol yamislu Rebbe Lazar, or maybe everybody holds like Rebbe Lazar that he did that. Vahaka baka miflagi mar savar afrushi afrushinu. Some say that he separated them while in Bavel, and once they saw they were separated, so they knew that nobody was going to marry them here. Uminav shayu salikus. Then they went up after Ezra already separated them in Bavel. Umar savar balkar chayu asukinhu. And others say, no, balkarcha, you know, he separated them and brought them up. Okay, because we like to say everybody holds every balazar. Bish lamalamanta amar alu. If you say alu, they went up by themselves. Haina damar avyud amar Shmuel. Kol arasos isa la'eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael isa la'bavel. Because then we understand Shmuel's statement that they went up. All the lands are Isa, are fine flowers compared to Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's, no, the opposite. Isa, a mixture. It's not as great Yichus as Eretz Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael as compared to Bavel. Because Ezra left in Bavel, you know, all the ones who were pure. Elaman da'amar, he'elum made the Adinu. But if he made a whole big, focus of everybody come and he forced them up and he schlepped them up, then everybody's gonna know about that. So, made the Adinu. So why is it gonna be so known? So the Gemara says, Nihi diyadi lahu dara, l'dara achrini lo yadi. Fine, that generation knew this what Ezra did. But not in future generations. Good. Bishlam alaman da'amar alu hainu d'chsiv. If they went up, hainu d'chsiv. It says, v'ek b'tseim alanar hava, alahava. Ezra says, on the way up, I gather them at the river, v'nachanesham yamim shlosha v'avina ba'am. I gather them up, and then I looked all. I looked in the nation. Ubakanim ubibnei Levi lamasasi sham. All of a sudden he realizes, as he looks who he has, he sees there are no Levim there. And we know the story. He was kones them. He took away Maaser Rishon from them. But if they went up by themselves, then he can realize he didn't know who was there. And all of a sudden on the way, he can recognize that. Elo lamanda amar he'elum. But if you say he was the one that decided and he forced them up, Amizar Zahiri, then he knew who they were. What do you mean he all of a sudden checked and he saw there were no Levim? Where said, no, Nehid is her Bipsulim, Bikshirim lo Iser. Right, he is there, right? He knew who the Psulim were amongst his group, but he did not know who the Kshirim were. He didn't realize that the Levim were not there. Period. Okay, Viter. Kohani Levi of Yisraeli. Minolan Disliku. How do you know that each one of these went up? Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Dichsif, Vayeshvu, HaKohanim, VaHalavim, Uminaam, VaHamishorim, VaHashoarim, VaHanesinim, Ba'areim, VaChol Yisrael, Ba'areim. So that's how you know all of them went up. Good. Just a Rashi I wanted to mention when it said before that there were no Levim there. Rashi says that Ezra looked around, VaLomatza, it's like 2/3 of the way down, VaLomatza, Re'uyim LaAvoda. The only ones that he found were those Levim that had bitten off their thumbs. And they weren't able to do the Avodah. Why? Because the Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir Amal, in Anaraz Bavel, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem, when Nebuchadnezzar was being Magla and sending to Galus the Levium, and on Al Naros Bavel, he says, okay, now sing some of your songs. They couldn't do it. They couldn't bring themselves to sing the songs of the Beit HaMikdash when they still smelled the flames and the smoke. So what they do, Rachman, they mutilated themselves. They bit off their thumbs, and then they said, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem Alad Masnechar. So they didn't have any Levium to do. You only had these. And that's what we allude to in the first keynote. We say on Tisha B'Av morning, we say Nuptzu Chasideha, right, in the keynote. That's a reference to that to this medrash that Rashi quotes right here. Good. Chalale geire v'charure minala chalale minala. And how do you know chalalem came up? Titania. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So we're going to start this, and then we'll continue by the Shem tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi Omer gedola chazaka chazaka. The concept of chazaka, that what you have been doing, the established state that allows you to do great things. Shenamar, umi bnei hakohanim bnei chaviya bnei hakotz bnei barzilai asher lokach mibros barzilai agila deisha, all these families vayikare al shmam eila bikshu ksavam amas yachsim, these families looks for their family yichus, the document that says they're yichus velonim so, and they didn't find it vayigoalu min hakohuna, so therefore they were kept out of the kahuna. If you couldn't prove that you were a Kohen Miyuchas, you were kept out of the kahuna because of a chashash of what? What are you worried about? Chalalim. Right? That's what you're worried about if a Kohen is not Miyuchas. Right? That's the makar, that chalalim were there, based on this. But once we're here, we darsh in this pasuk. Vayomer ha-tirshasa lohem tirshasa, which is another name of Nehemiah, said to them, Ashelo yochlu mikodes ha-kadoshim, so you can't eat from the kachay kachim, ad amot kohen l'ur mitumim. Until the kohen, until the ur mitumim, which Rashi says basically means until Mashiach comes. Because they didn't have the Ramatumim in Vayasheni. So it means until Mashiach comes. I can't help you, says Nehemiah, until Mashiach comes. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses in Parshas Bo. They already knew that this Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be eternal. There's going to be a third one. That's what Nehemiah was saying. Right, until eternity when we know the Yichus. V'yamar Lahem. So what did Nehemiah tell them? In effect, Hari Atem B'chez Kaschem. Right, you stay in what you have been doing in Bavel. B'ma'itim ochlim b'gola b'kachi agvul. You used to eat kachi agvul in chutz laretz, meaning truma. Afkanami b'kachi agvul. So to here, you can eat truma because you can't act like other kohanim because you don't have yichus. Period. Umanda amar ma'alim truma liyuchsim. But according to those, as we know from Ksubis, that say that if you see a kohen eating truma, then you assume he's a totally kohen miyuchas. So what do you do here? If they're going to be eating truma, you're going to run into problems. Hani to achal betruma asilasukinu. You're going to bring them up to assume that like they're kohanim muriyuchasim. Answer: shiny hasam dereach es kasayu. No. Here is different because you see they're eating truma, but you see they're not allowed to eat kachim. So that itself will remind people. You're right. If you just stop see somebody eating truma, then you'll assume everything's good. But if you see they're eating truma, but they're not allowed to eat more than that, so then that will be a protection. Fine. Ve'ala maygdola chazaka. So what's Gdola Chazaka then? What did Nehemiah say? You could continue doing what you're doing. Gdola Chazaka sounds like you could do even more. Like there's Gdola, not just there's a concept of Chazaka, but Gdola Chazaka sounds like we should even allow something that wouldn't have thought would be allowed. Says the Gemara, Demeikara Achol B'Truma D'Rabbanan, Ula Basof Achol B'Truma D'Araisa. When Nehemiah allowed them to jump up to Truma D'Araisa, that's the godless of Chazaka, number one. Vibai say more. A different shot about Gdola Chazaka here means La Olam Hashtanami Bidurabanan Akhl Bidurawaisa Lo Akhl. Maybe they only ate Truma Durabanan. Vachimas Kinan, Bitruma Lyuchsin, Midaraisa, Midurabana Lo Baskinan. And that answers the other question. If you only allow them to eat Truma Durabanan, we would not bring them up Lyuchsin. Ihachi Ma Gdola Chazaka. So then we have back to the other question. What's Gdola Chazaka? If you just allow them to do what they used to do. In Bavel, there was no gzeira to say, oh, if we allow them to eat Truma Darabanan, they might come to eat Truma Daraisa. But Levasov, but here, Avagav the Igal Migzer Mishum Truma Daraisa. Here we should say they can't eat it because they might come to eat Truma Daraisa. Bidrabanan Acho, Bidaraisa Lo Acho. We still allow them to eat because of the Chazaka. What's Truma Darabanan? What's Truma Daraisa? So Rashi here says what he says all over Shas. Rashi says, like Tosfos all over Shas, Truma Darabanan is all non-dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Right, Rashi and Tosfos say, very often, oranges, apples, all fruit, other than dagan tirosh v'yitzar, that's truma d'rabanan. Truma d'araisa is only dagan tirosh v'yitzar. The Rambam would have a different shot of this Gemara. Truma d'araisa, the Rambam says, are all fruit. Truma d'rabanan, vegetables, yurakos. Even the Rambam agrees to that. Right, there are a couple of other days, there's a day in Rabbeinu Yehonasan and Erevin. Shivas haminim are d'araisa. right, and all others are the Rabbanan. But either way, the Rishonim would interpret this line of what the Rabbanan and what the Araisa is. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll see if how this recording comes out. It's recorded in a different way for technical difficulty purposes. With Hashem, we'll work it out. Okay, we'll stop here.